This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, 44 senators sponsor abortion ban. That story right after this short message.
You are invited to listen to stories and teachings focusing on the move of the Holy Spirit. Charisma Podcast Network offers over 180 different Christian podcasts dealing with various genres affecting the body of Christ, from news to living abundantly in faith. To learn more and to listen to our shows, go to cpnshows.com.
If an unborn baby needs in utero surgery and they are later than 20 weeks in the gestation period, they are given anesthesia to manage the pain from the life-saving medical procedure. But if a doctor is performing an abortion, there is no protections for the unborn child being dismembered in the womb. The medical community acknowledges the fact that these pre-born babies are fully capable of feeling pain, but the legal framework allows them to be painfully dismembered or chemically destroyed with no recourse. 44 U.S. senators have now reintroduced, for the fifth time, legislation that was authored by Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, called the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. Senator Graham said, "I don't believe abortion 5 months into pregnancy makes us a better nation. America is at her best when she is standing up for the least among us, and the sooner we pass this legislation into law, the better. We are on the right side of history." The United States is one of only 7 countries in the world that allow abortion at 20 weeks. The list includes North Korea, China, Vietnam, Singapore, the Netherlands, and Canada. A large majority of Americans oppose abortion after 12 weeks, but it is still legal beyond then. Months before President Donald Trump left office, he issued an executive order to protect babies who were born alive, which includes the children born in a botched late-term abortion attempt. It showed why it is important for the United States to finally right this wrong and end the evil practice of late-term abortion. The American Center for Law and Justice is closely monitoring any attempts by the new president, Joe Biden, to reverse course and will fight for every precious life in the legal system. They comment about the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, that it addresses the question of should our laws provide protection from physical harm for a human life capable of feeling pain and with a possibility of surviving outside the womb. And the answer to that question must be a resounding yes. Even though this act is in its fifth attempt, Christians must not give up hope or stop praying for the lives of the unborn children to be protected. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.